wasn't Max's place.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Clouds.
The Colossus of Clouds.
The Colossus of Clouds.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is back. Eric Ostrowski is back with us this week, taking your calls with questions about the value of your collectibles. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call if you have an item you think it might be valuable, you want to know. We'll give you an estimate of what we think it might go for in a current auction, or even if it's worth putting in a current auction. Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions would have a pretty good idea on most of those items on what they might do. And then we've got a prize that we're giving away. We've actually got a different setup this week,
too. Changing it up a little bit this week, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got a secondary thing. So the main prize will be, just like every week, we're giving away a 2016 Score football jumbo football box with four hits per box, usually three autographs, one memorabilia. But now, also, every caller who calls in, we're going to have a secondary prize. The first one to get this right will win a $40 gift certificate to Triple Crown in Naperville. And you have to pick a number between 1 and 14 and pick the one on my soundboard that is that. So if you pick a number and instead of that you hear,
down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
That means you don't win. I will play, I've got 14 items on my soundboard, so I'll play the number that you pick, but whoever picks the correct number for this one wins the $40 gift certificate. Now, here's an addendum to this. The sun, I don't know, now there's clouds up today, but about the last couple weeks, what is it, Vince, maybe three quarters of the way through the show, the sun comes out over the building across the street. It's maybe an eight-story building. Comes right into our eyes, and we can't see the board
anymore.
Anything,
yes.
So I brought shades in to see if that helps.
I did as well.
My eldest sunglasses. And if that doesn't work, then it'll just have to go till next week, or if nobody gets it right. So that's a little, everybody's probably like, what is this guy talking about? It's just, we're going to have a little fun with it this week. So now, the sad news yesterday, Muhammad Ali passing away. We're not going to talk a whole bunch about this. So much has already been said about him. But I did tweet a picture yesterday. I've tweeted quite a few things where people will have items. And I thought this was like the coolest thing to do with Muhammad Ali that I had any type of connection with. This is when Bill Huggins, I don't know if you remember this one, but it was maybe a year and a half ago or so, a listener, I think he stopped by Triple Crown with this, but he had a great story. He was on a cross-country flight, and I think they were in first class and sat next to Muhammad Ali, and they were chatting the whole time. He said he was just a great guy. I think this was in the early 90s. And Ali was doing something with pens and stuff on his lap while he was talking. He could see he was busy the whole time. Well, when the flight ended, Ali hands him this thing. He had done a color sketch of a boxing ring with stick figures and all these people colored in, you know, the audience and around the ring, and then signed it and gave it to the guy.
Cool.
Really awesome. If you T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If you go and look at it, I tweeted the picture again. I talk about a great keepsake from Ali to remember that. But I remember the guy saying there were two guys in the ring, and he said something like, the guy with the blood underneath him, that's Frazier, the stick figure, you know. So pretty neat item, and The Ali collectibles obviously are really hot right now price-wise, because when somebody passes like that, it makes you think, and you see all the things on TV, and you think, okay, I want to get something. And so the prices are definitely hot on that. And Bill Huggins, I'm sure if somebody has an Ali item they want to put in your August auction, you'd be happy to take a look at doing that. Do you know if you have anything in your August auction already?
I believe we do. Gosh, we have Ali stuff all the time. And, you know, Tom, I want to say we have sold one of those sketches of Ali, where he does the ring with people in it and stuff like that. He was famous for doing those. And I know I've seen at least one of those come through our auction at some point where he would do a ring. I don't know if it was the same one he always did or if it was different, but that was one of his little famous little drawings, stick figures in a ring and everything.
Yeah, very cool.
And it was final.
Yeah, really something. Maybe this one ended up going through a Huggins and Scott auction. I don't know, because it was a listener and he did stop by with it. So I guess that's very possible. Let's see here. Now we've got Superman Todd is waiting on the line. Superman leading it off today for us. What do you have?
Morning, guys. I know you guys remember that old Chevy poster that Ali and Jordan did.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go see Agatha probably to get this framed up, but I've got mine. It's signed in the thick black Sharpie.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, I noticed some things yesterday on eBay. Like, for instance, is it a Salvino figurine that he signed? He had a figurine from the early 90s. I think it might have been Salvino. Neat figurines, and those were going maybe in the $300 range, and I saw one went as high as $800. So the Ali Jordan poster double sign. I mean, you talk about two worldwide famous celebrities who will always be collectible. I was saying yesterday, I mean, Ali basically turns out to be like the Babe Ruth of boxing. You know, you can debate whether he was the best boxer ever. He was a great boxer, but just his celebrity and his world. He was so world famous. I think there will always be
nothing
really
can
good
change
value.
That. Nothing can change.
No, that's change right. That. I think he'll always be collectible. Somebody sent me a direct message yesterday that they had something of Ali, and would I recommend selling it now? Will it ever be higher? And I said, well, right now it will be very hot and sell very well, but you never know. A few years from now, I mean, maybe his stuff builds in value. I mean, that you can't really predict that, but. So, Superman Todd, pick a number between 1 and 14.
We'll go with 11.
11. Let's see. 14, 13, 12, 11.
Come here,
Vic. Sorry, Superman. You lose. The old cut me, Vic. That's a fitting one. Now, that'll be another quiz for another day. Why do we think cut me, Vic is funny? We've got Rich from West Dundee on the line. What do you have there, Rich?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Remember the time I called you at T-Crown? I was telling you about Haystacks.
Oh,
Calhoun.
Yeah, I recognize your voice. You were at the Comiskey Park.
Fighting Bruno Sammartino, and he was billed as the world's strongest man, and he threw haystacks right out of the ring, right into our laps. Talk about audience participation.
He wiped out
two rows.
Did you catch him, Rich, or did you get an error on the play?
And, I have the original VHS tape box from Requiem for Heavyweight, which Muhammad Ali / Cassius Clay appears. He's fighting Mountain Rivera, played by Anthony Quinn.
Ooh, yeah, I'd like to see that movie again. I like that movie. I saw that a long time ago.
And at the end, not only does he have to fight Cassius Clay, he has to fight Haystacks Calhoun, turned wrestler.
Oh, really? What you doing there, Rich? Are you just cutting up a new CD there?
Pardon me?
Never mind. I think we're going to have to chop you off. Wait, pick a number, 1 to 14.
Give me number 7.
Number 7, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's fitting with that sound effect in the background. Oh. Okay, we're 0-2. I was a little worried maybe if somebody picked it on the first time, that would ruin the fun. Now, this is also good. Okay, who, if we're giving away the regular box where you're gonna, the winner will be announced by Vince for the Score Jumbo football box at the end of the show, and ERC Delivery will deliver that box. But we've got a second prize, an instant win for a $40 gift certificate to Triple Crown in Naperville.
Somebody's going to get it.
You have to guess when you call in. You have to guess a number between 1 and 14, and if you get the number that has that sound effect, you'll win the $40 gift certificate to Triple Crown in Naperville. So now you can also tweet a picture of an item. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And if you tweet a picture to me of an item and we use it on the show, you'll also get in the drawing. Unfortunately, you won't be in the $40 gift certificate one, though. So, okay, now some other items we want to get to. I actually had contacts from quite a few people this week that had really neat collections, and some of them brought things in. Some emailed me pictures, but one, I thought this was an interesting picture. Herb from Shorewood, I put a picture of this up on Twitter earlier in the week, had a team photo that it looks to me like, after doing some research, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was taken in the 1920s. The guys on the team were all wearing Kramer's hats, uniforms, and I think Buck Weaver, one of the Black Sox, who I think was innocent in that and kind of just went, you know, in with the group and got banished from baseball. I think there were a few guys that were banned from baseball that were on traveling teams, and I think were on this particular team. Bill, I don't know. You probably know that there were some of the banned Black Sox that did play in other games, but have you ever heard or seen anything from that Kramer's Hats team?
No, that's the first for me. However, you're right. There were a lot of the eight guys who were banned that picked up with other little industrial league teams and stuff like that and kept playing baseball.
Yeah, and this one in the picture, the guy who brought it in, Herb from Shorewood, had a book on the Black Sox and had pictures, and he was matching up guys. And the one on June 3rd, I tweeted this, the one that stood out was Buck Weaver. He kind of had ears that stuck out a little bit, and you could kind of tell it sure looked like him. If it wasn't him, it looked a lot like him. And he thought he saw, I think, five of the Black Sox in this lineup, which makes it a pretty cool picture. Now, Bill, if you could pick the guys out, and let's say some of the Black Sox were in this photo, do you think that's a valuable photo if it was printed back at the time, or would that be worth going in an auction?
Photo. Now, is this Kramer's hat, is that a Chicago-based store?
I couldn't find anything about him, to be honest with you. I looked a little bit, and I couldn't find anything, so I don't know. I think it might have been, I think these guys, from looking up some about Buck Weaver, went and played in Arizona some, and so I'm not really sure what this Kramer's Hats as a sponsor was. But if, let's say they are some of the Black Sox on that team photo, there's a White Sox like laying in front with a White Sox, looks like Bat Boy uniform in the front. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know. I think it would be interesting to see what it might go for in an auction. It might not do much, but it might. I don't know. What do you think, Bill?
How big was it?
I think it's an 8x10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see that thing in person and see if it is an original period photo and everything and who we could identify. Yeah, you're right. If there's 3, 4, 5 Chicago Black Sox in there, there's a big following for something like that.
Well, maybe I'll email you a copy of the picture during the week and see what you think, and then we could go from there. We actually had another item. Harry from the western suburbs has all kinds of stuff, including what he thinks dates back to Wegman Park, which was Wrigley Field, the name for Wrigley Field before it was called Wrigley Field. I think from 1914 to 1920, it was Wegman Park. And he's got, in addition to Wrigley Field seats and Chicago Stadium seats and all kinds of other collectibles, Bill, he has a seat that he thinks was from that time frame. if you could get some sort of evidence that it was, would that be worth auctioning one seat all by itself from that time frame?
Oh, 100%. It would just be, like you said, trying to just concretely marry it to that field, whether it be some little markings or something on the seat. Sometimes there's little, identifiable ways that they manufactured the seats that you could find a photo match and date it to that time period. But, oh, yeah, that thing could be, 500, 1,000, or several thousand.
Yeah, I think he had originally bought it from another auction, and I think he had some sort of that info with it. So we'll have to look into that more. That would be interesting. It looks cool. I tweeted a picture of it yesterday, actually, on that one. So it's already time for our first break. For the people that are waiting, there's just going to be a short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a Score Jumbo football box, and we have a secondary prize for a $40 gift certificate to Triple Crown in Naperville. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Don't forget, you can hear us on the ESPN app, too, when you're outside of the Chicago listening area, radio listening area. And we're giving away now, we've got a prize package. We're giving away a 2016 Score Jumbo football box to one caller. Or if you tweet a picture of an item to me, or if you come in during the week and I use it on the show, you get in the drawing. But we also, for anybody who calls today, we've got a secondary prize. You just have to pick a number between 1 and 14. I've got 14 sound effects on the board here. And if you pick the one that is that one, you're the winner of the $40 gift certificate to Triple Crown in Naperville. So we'll ask everybody to pick a number until somebody wins. I don't know. It's starting to cloud up, Vince. I don't know if the sun's going to come out and do
we're
the board or not.
We're prepared if it does. We got our sunglasses. We're ready.
Yeah, we do. It'll be interesting to see. Actually, I kind of wanted to now to see if the sunglasses do help you. The soundboard literally disappears when the sun comes over the building across the street. So we'll see what happens. Harry from Western Springs is on the line. What's up, Harry? What do you have?
Hi, Tom. Not only that chair that I sent you a picture of, but
that Harry. Hi, Harry.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Wrigley Field to give a tour today.
All right. Yeah, Harry gives tours at Wrigley Field.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And has a... Yeah,
it is a lot of fun. I meet so many interesting people, and it's a great retirement job for me.
I bet it is. Now, is that a daily thing there? How often do you do those?
Oh, I do them when the days of a game. I enjoy that. If I decide to stay for the game, that's great. Otherwise, I go home and watch it on TV.
Wow, that's a nice perk for you there, Harry.
Yes, it is.
Very cool.
So I've been collecting, Tom, as I told you in the store, and I have two beautiful 1945 World Series pennants. I've never seen anything like these pennants, and I just would wonder what you and Bill thought they might be worth.
You know, I actually tweeted a picture of those, and I sent them to Bill and Josh. And Bill, I don't know if you noticed, but Josh had found pricing on those two. One of them, I'm not sure which of the two, had sold for $750 in an auction a couple of years ago, $750. And he found the other one, they showed it in a price guide as being $500 to $750 in value. So yeah, that's something for you to work off of anyway as far as figuring the value. Now, Bill, if Harry decided just to send those two pennants they're Chicago Cubs 1945 World Series pennants, would that be an auction lot for you or by itself?
Oh, it'd probably be It'd probably be two auction lots.
Oh, nice.
Tom and Harry. Yeah, I think I'd run those separate. I remember the pictures you sent me, and they're both unique. They both look to be in pretty good condition. So,
yeah, very
yeah,
nice.
I think like, we'd run those individually.
Harry, don't you have a bunch of other pennants also?
I have probably over 70 pennants of various Cub years, and I've been collecting for almost 30 years, and my interest in the Cubs runs pretty deep. So I do have a number of pennants that that are really you know, apropos for the stadium at the time of purchase. So pretty neat.
Well, very cool. If you decide that, you know, the next auction for Huggins and Scott is in August, you've got time to send things in now, or their next one after that would be October. So if you decide to test the waters with Huggins and Scott, you got a lot of stuff to pick from, Harry.
Yes, I do. All right. Well, I thank you so much for helping me out.
Sure. Pick a number between 1 and 14.
Well, it has to be my favorite Cub of all time. It is Ernie Banks, number 14.
Hey, we have a winner.
That's right. The winner. You know, as soon as you started to say that, I thought he's going to get it.
Go.
He got it. The Stooges was number 14. All right. So, Harry, next time you're at Triple Crown, you've got a $40 gift certificate on the house.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one today.
Have a good day.
Okay.
What a great job to have.
Yeah.
Conducting tours of Wrigley Field.
Sounded like he had a high pressure advertising job before that. And he definitely loves what he's doing from talking to him. Good guy and really has some neat stuff too.
And now today a winner.
Yeah. And he won. Now I feel though, like, you know, maybe we should have people pick a number anyway and just see what they come up with.
Sure.
All right. We've got John from Aurora has been holding. Thanks for waiting, John. What do you have?
Morning, guys. I have a couple Ali pieces. The first is a Simon Bull original artwork commissioned and autographed by Ali.
Ooh, original. And how does it look? Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's oil on canvas, and it's really cool.
And how long ago was it done, and how is his signature on it?
The signature is really good. It's registered with the Ali Museum in Atlanta, and it's beautiful.
Ooh, what do you think of that, Bill? Have you run any of the... would that be considered, so that's an actual original oil painting?
Yeah, Ali commissioned them, and there was a series of them.
Okay.
They were all different.
Hmm.
And the mine's kind of an action portrait.
Wow. Boy, that does sound cool. Now, let's say...
Now, John, is it a print of the original, or is it the original oil paint?
No, it's oil on canvas. It's original.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, how big is it?
It's full size, so I guess about a foot and a half wide and maybe 3 feet tall.
Bill, I know what's going through your mind. What do you think, Bill? Do you have even an estimate?
Well, is the signature, is it Muhammad and Ali underneath it, or is it Muhammad and Ali next to it?
Oh, next to it.
Next to it. Okay, that's a later signature. Gosh, I mean, in today's day, you know, in the next 3 months of selling Ali stuff, I don't know what the ceiling is on certain things.
Yeah,
Tom was alluding to that earlier in the show about how when an icon like that dies, people are always looking for, hey, I'd like to get a memento of his life and his career. So that stuff just, it has a short window because, you know, nothing lasts forever, but the next couple months, if I had Ali stuff that I was looking to sell, now would be the time to sell. He's only going to die once.
Now, John, how much did you pay for that when you originally purchased it? Do you remember, like, when you got it and how much it was at the time?
Yeah, I got it from a Park West auction.
Okay.
And I think I paid, like, $2,200.
Okay. Well, that'd be interesting to see what that does now, wouldn't it? Are you going to keep it for life, or are you thinking you might sell it?
Well, I'm thinking about selling it. The other one is a little bit better, actually. It's a
better than that. This is
it's a poster sized photo of Ali and Frazier in the ring. I think at Madison Square Garden.
Okay,
and it's autographed by both.
Ooh, that's cool too. Yeah, you know who one of the big photographers was? What celebrity was pictured on the cover of a magazine and was taking pictures for a magazine for that fight? Big name celebrity. Anybody want to guess?
Frank Sinatra?
Yes, that is it. Frank Sinatra.
I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that somewhere along the line, too.
Yeah. Now, a big poster. How long ago was that signed, do you think?
My guess would be between 6 and 8 years ago.
Okay. Bill, I actually think the oil painting might be worth more. Do you agree?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Especially if it's an original oil painting versus a printed poster.
Yeah. Yeah. The poster's neat. Don't get me wrong. Is that framed also?
Oh, yeah. Framed under glass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's hard to put a price on their stuff right now because it has changed so dramatically, you know, in the last 24 hours. But
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to auction it to me. That's if you maybe keep one, sell one, pick the one you like the best and sell the other one, you know, something like that. But you do still have time to send it to Huggins and Scott. If you could always stop by Triple Crown and I could package it for you, if you wanted to. So.
So this is something they'd be interested in the auction?
Oh, yeah. This is Bill Huggins right here from Huggins and Scott Auctions. And Bill, either or both, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, like Tom said, if you want to keep one and sell one, John, give me a call during the week or something, or bring it in to Tom, and he can take care of getting it to us.
Yeah, very good, okay. John. Really cool stuff.
So you can't give me a ballpark a value you think of?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I'm thinking over $1,000 for the double-signed poster, and then how high, who knows, and at the print. Would you even want to give an estimate, Bill? I don't know.
I would say several $1,000s.
I would think so, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks for the call.
He might easily double his money on that $2,200 investment.
You really don't know. I mean, at this time, with all the publicity and all the, you know, the good things about him and everything, you really don't know what that would go for. I think it would be a lot, though. We got a lot of callers waiting here. I'm going to try to fit a few things in, but don't want to have the callers waiting too long here. So let's get to Randy from Wooddale. What's up, Randy? What do you have?
Hey, Tom. Great show. Listen to you every Sunday.
Thanks.
I've got a couple of collector plates from the Hamilton collection deal. It has, I got certificates of authenticity. One is a Bonanza. And the plate on the back shows, you know, Bonanza, Virginia City. It's got the map on the back of the Ponderosa. It's plate numbered and everything. And it's got a picture of Ben Cartwright and Hoss Cartwright up, leaning up against a log.
Full-size plate?
Gold, they're gold-trimmed. They're 12-inch plates.
Yeah.
They're gold-trimmed. There's only a total of 14 firing days. And I've got another one just like it from the same place with Tonto and the Lone Ranger. And
I think you're in the $40 range individually for those plates. That's a good combo there. Next on the line we have Chris from Bucktown. What's up, Chris? What do you have?
Hi, guys. I have a game used ball that my dad got when he was a kid that Stan Musial signed and handed to him. He was at the game with my family, who his uncle was the priest at Stan Musial's church. So literally between innings, he called him over and he walked over right in the middle of the game and pulled the glove out of his mitt that he had just gotten an out with. And signed it and tossed it to my dad.
You know, and now MLB guys are there, and somebody from MLB could have put a hologram on that and put it in their computer system, and you'd have proof that it was a game-used baseball. From the old days, though, Bill, it's kind of hard to actually prove that a ball was used in a game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, compared to today's day and age with the MLB hologram and the number and everything, that's pretty much concrete, but sometimes an item kind of authenticates itself depending on what it looks like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Bill? Is that Musial was a great guy and signed a lot of stuff. A Musial baseball is probably in the $75 range typically. Is that, with that story, a good enough ball to do in an auction, or you think probably not?
Well, I'd want to see it and see the markings on it. I guess it's a Ford Frick ball.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's a Frick ball from back then, and, you know, the everything's in good shape and the standards, and you say he did sign it?
Yes, he did sign it. The signature's still, like, perfectly legible. I mean, the ball's obviously a little worn. I'm assuming they probably didn't replace them as quickly as they do in the game now. So you do see some, you know, dirt and smudges on it, but the autograph's perfect.
Sounds
yeah, I mean,
cool.
Even a signed Ford Frick ball of Stan Musial from that time period signatures, those bring several hundred dollars. Those are not anywhere near the ones that he signed at the card shows throughout the 80s and 90s.
Right, okay.
So you think you might want to give that a shot in the Huggins and Scott auction then if
you
send it to you?
Oh, absolutely. I would be happy to revisit that with you, Chris, if you want to give me a call.
All right, absolutely.
I can email you some pictures if you want.
Very cool. The number at Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355. Their next auction is in August, so you have time to get in for that one now.
Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, very good. Next on the line, we have Vince is on the line. This isn't you, Vince, is it?
No, it's
not. No, you're right there. It can't be you. Vince, what do you have?
How you doing? I've got four chairs from the old Chicago Stadium that the players used to sit on. The folding chairs with the real thick bottom and the bulls across the back.
Yeah. I actually was just looking up some folding chairs, and it looks like those go in the 250 to 350 range per chair. Does that sound about right to you, Bill?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so now a group of Chicago Stadium seats, how many do you have? Are they connected together and it's a four?
No, there's four and they're not connected. They could be connected. I mean, they're the ones that the actual players used to sit on that can be connected or connect. They're really, really heavy. They're like 30 pounds a piece.
That's the problem for Bill Huggins and with the auctions. What is your policy on things like chairs like that, stadium seats? Because it is expensive to ship, and is that something you'd be interested in, or is that not enough value for the shipping?
We could work something like that. A lot of times what we could do with that, if he could take, if Vince could take some nice photos of that thing, it could stay at his house and it would just be shipped from his place to the winning bidder. We do that a lot.
Hmm. Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I didn't think of that. Boy.
Hey, yes, he would be happy to do that.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's so, yeah, if it was a Chicago area guy that won it, then ERC Delivery could deliver it from your place to the winner in the Chicago area. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yep. Boy, yeah, I like the way this is all coming together.
Now it takes a team.
Yes. So, Vince, if you want to run that in the August Huggins and Scott auction, call Bill Huggins during the week, or you can contact me at Triple Crown in Naperville. Thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have, let's see who's waiting longer here. It looks like Stu's been waiting from Lake Geneva. What do you have there, Stu?
Yeah, Tom and Bill, good morning.
Hi. Vince is here with us, too.
That's okay.
Oh, Vince, okay.
Yeah, that's all right. Good morning.
I was going to call and say I don't hear you guys talk about old pennants very often, but that gentleman talked about 1945 Chicago Cubs World Series pennants. What would you think? I've got 1982 World Series pennant.
Let's see, 82, was that the year the Brewers were in it?
Brewers and the Cardinals.
Brewers-Cardinals, yeah. Is there any value that, you know, in the 80s on the World Series pennants, Bill, that you'd know of?
Oh, gosh, but a far cry, Stu, from the 1945 one. Most of those, I guess what you have is a phantom pennant, right?
Pardon me?
Does it say World Series 1982 Cubs?
Yes, no, not Cubs. It was Brewers Cardinals.
Yeah, it says 1982 Brewers Cardinals, yes.
Yeah. Cubs didn't make it that year, Bill.
It's probably a $20 to $50 pennant.
Okay, yeah. How about 1977 NBA All-Star Game pennant?
Huh. Now that one,
we're probably in the same range.
Do you think so? Huh?
Yeah, kind of cool. You need to get back into the early 60s and on back before you get into 100, 200, 500, and up tennis.
One of those might be good to have on consignment at Tea Crown, you know, if just as something different. We're already here for another break. So it's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 9. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we've got a prize of a Score jumbo football box. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. You can give us a call if you have an item you think might be valuable. Give us a call and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction, or even if it would be worth to put in a current auction. I get contacted during the week about a lot of things. For instance, I thought this one was really interesting. Tony has some 1971 Fleer Harlem Globetrotters Cocoa Puffs on open packs. Now, I would think... He said, I think he had a relative that worked for the company that made Cocoa Puffs. And I think he has a bag full where he thought he might have like 40 packs. Cool. Bill Huggins, away with how hot a lot of unopened packs are. I mean, if he had at least 20 or so packs, wouldn't you think that would be worth trying in a Huggins and Scott auction?
Yeah, I think, Josh, you had sent us a picture or either an email about them and everything. And Josh found out we actually sold, I believe it was a box of 24 of those back a few years ago that got $300 or $400 or $500. And like you said, these things have gotten only better since then. So absolutely would be a great group.
Be interesting to see what that would go for. So Tony, if you decide you want to do that, we'd like to see what they would go for. Unopened stuff.
Yeah, Vince would like to open them.
Yeah, absolutely. Vince would definitely want to open them.
I think
them.
I was eating Cocoa Puffs in 71.
I always liked Cocoa Puffs as a kid. And then also I wanted to make sure people know this is a neat product from Historic Autograph Company, which is one of our sponsors, has a product coming out this week. Friends and Foes Baseball is coming out this week. There's each box, and what it has in it is one dual autograph booklet. Okay. And some of the samples they show, like there's one where it's like a card size on each side of the booklet. One is Mickey Mantle signed. The other one is Don Drysdale. So they played against each other in the World Series. There was another one with teammates, Jorge Posada and Derek Jeter. Another one, non-baseball idols. It was Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. I mean, there's some neat stuff. Yeah. And then here's one that I would love to have, Dizzy and Daffy Dean together on it. That would be awesome. You know, Bill, I was looking. I actually have, there was a while ago, 10, 12 years ago, I was thinking of trying to get an autograph from every Baseball Hall of Famer, and then I realized how expensive that was, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just get Cubs and White Sox. Anyway, along the way, I picked up a Dizzy Dean autograph, and I got it cheaper at the time because there was another player on the ball, and I hadn't looked at it for a while. I didn't even remember who the player was on the ball, but I actually found a pretty neat connection here. The other name of the guy on the ball is Bob Elliott, who actually they were each National League MVPs. Bob Elliott was a 7-time All-Star. Elliott was MVP in 1947 and Dizzy Dean in 1934. So I know it's much less than a Dizzy Dean single signed ball, Bill, but what type value would a ball like that have in comparison?
Well, is it just those two on it?
That's it.
Wow. I mean, to the right type of collector, I would think that thing is several hundred dollars at least.
Yeah, I think so. I remember at the time, I think it was in that price range. And at the time, I don't remember. I just got it because I wanted to get a Dizzy Dean signed ball, and the single sign were too expensive. Don't the single sign Dizzy Dean balls, I mean, are like thousands, right, Bill?
I don't know that they're quite thousands. I think you're depending on how bold of a signature and what type of a ball it's on, it could determine that. There could be some that could get into that range.
Yeah, a couple grand.
I think the ones we've sold have been more in the $600 to $1,200 range.
Oh, really? For a single sign? Huh? Yeah, well, anyway, I've got that one, so I don't think I'll be selling it. I don't know. I kind of like the Dizzy Dean had a cool signature, so... Anyway, I got off track. There you go, from a historic autographs with Dizzy and Daffy Dean. Now, how about that? What do you think a Dizzy and Daffy Dean dual cut booklet? That's got to be pretty valuable, don't you think, Bill, if somebody pulls that out of the historic autographs product?
I think that could be one of their top prizes for sure.
Yeah, I would think so. Brad from Romeoville is waiting on the line. What do you have there, Brad?
Yes, how are you?
Good.
I have two tickets from... Chicago Bulls versus Washington. That was Michael Jordan's first game at the stadium.
When Jordan was with Washington?
No. When he was with the Bulls.
Oh, his first game ever played with the Bulls at the stadium?
Yes, I was there at that game.
Oh, now that's a pretty cool ticket stub, Bill. Have you run those, or what do you think of the value of... You have two of them, right, Brad?
I have no idea what the value is.
Yeah, well,
they're in very good shape, but they're not in mint.
Okay.
Stubs, Fred, or are they full tickets?
Yes. No, they're full tickets. It's a ticket that you would get at Ticketmaster.
Oh, okay. All right. Gosh, I'd have to have my guys do a little digging and research on those. They're, you know, his very first game as a Chicago Bull, a full ticket.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I'd be very interested in revisiting that with you to put one of those in our office.
Brad, you're pretty close to Triple Crown in Naperville. If you ever want to bring those in to Triple Crown, I could take a picture of them, tweet them, and send the picture to Bill, and we might be able to give you a better idea on the value that way. Plus, then our listeners would be able to see a picture of it.
Okay.
Yeah, very neat.
I actually have about 8 of them from that year, from his first year.
Huh. Well, that you might have a... It's getting better, I think. I mean, that's cool. The first game's obviously the best, but Jordan rookie year tickets, I don't think there's a lot of them that have been surfacing. So that'd be interesting to see. Yeah, stop by Triple Crown in Naperville sometime, Brad, and I'd like to take a look at them. And then, you know, you could talk to Bill if you want. If you want to call Bill, it's 301-608-0355 at Huggins and Scott Auctions. That's really cool. I put up, you know, I'm doing those Tops Now cards through my website, Triple Crown, tcrowntom.com is my website. And you can order these through my website with just the exact same price you get, order them directly from Tops. It's one of those things where they have a 24-hour time frame to order them. Like the one I tweeted today, it's available till 1 p.m. Central Time. But, Bill, this might be a kind of interesting one for you. It's Trey Turner, the Nasty Nats rookie, had 3 hits in his first major league debut game, and they've got a card for that. Are people talking about him in Washington as somebody that they think might be a really good player for the Nats? Or
it's just getting started to talk on him.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that he's going to stick up there. They're talking. Dusty Baker says he's probably headed back for the minor league so that he can get more playing time.
Yeah, because they're kind of full in the infield. There's a lot of good young middle infielders around right now, actually. So, yeah, I don't know if he's going to stick either. That's a good way to start, though. And for a card collector, you get an early card like that where I think, to me, these Tops Now cards make sense when it's a first game of a guy to try to get that card from. I don't know. That just seems to make sense.
That's a great idea what they came up with.
I like the idea a lot. I would imagine the other companies will probably be coming up with something similar. And then I just scrolled up and saw the picture of Vince outside the window where I take a picture to say that we're broadcasting from the Mazda State Street studio. And there's Vince taking a picture back this way.
I had to take a picture of you this morning. So.
Very cool. All right. Jim from Racine, Wisconsin's on the line. What do you have there, Jim?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got two authentic Pit Crew shirts, one from Rusty Wallace. The guy signed his name in the back of the collar, so I know it's authentic. You know, it's the white Miller Lite, and I also have a IndyCar Max Pappas authentic Pit Crew shirts from the same year.
Okay, now how did you come across these, Jim?
Oh, I bought them from a store down in North Carolina, you know, because that's a big area where they have NASCAR and
yeah, racing, you're right,
and everything like that.
And how much did you pay for them at the time?
Oh, jeez. Oh, at the time, probably, well, the Rusty Wallace one, probably, you know, about $100, and the open wheel and the Max Pappas, probably about 75.
Okay, and how long ago did you buy those?
Oh, geez, probably 10-odd years ago.
Now, do you think that would be worth trying in a Huggins and Scott auction? Do you do much NASCAR stuff, Bill, or is that not interest you?
I don't know, Jim. I wish I could tell you that would be a great item for our auction or items, but I kind of have a funny feeling it's probably something you may want to look for another venue. Those the names on those, granted, if it was Richard Petty and Mario Andretti or something like that, it may be different, but Rusty Wallace and those, I don't know that we would do real well with you for them. I don't know that they're worth a whole lot more than what you paid for them.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. Very cool, though. I mean, without a doubt. You're a big NASCAR fan, Jim?
Absolutely. You aren't you?
I try not to be, actually. I don't need another thing to follow. Although I do actually in HD, it really made it better. And I heard going live to the races is awesome, but I'm trying to stay away from it. I don't need another thing right now. Are we actually down to the last minute and a half here again?
We get closer.
This show goes too fast, without a doubt. Okay, now don't forget the Huggins and Scott August auction. They're taking in items now where you can still get them in the Huggins and Scott auction. Go to HugginsandScott.com if you want to check out the site. And, Vince, it's time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is going to be Rich from West Dundee. So, Rich, send me an email with your address, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll deliver it to your house or work free of charge.
Vince in West Dundee one?
Rich in West Dundee.
Okay.
Yes, I'm Vince. That was Rich.
Yeah. All
right. I may have said Vince.
And it's vince@ercdelivery.com is the website. And then we had the winner today with the $40 gift certificate. He'll be coming in to pick that up, I'm sure, at Triple Crown in Naperville. Let's see. What else is going on here? What is going on with the... Oh, we wanted to talk about James Shields, actually. Real quick. What did
is that
you
a
think
good addition?
As a Cubs fan, what did you think?
It's good that they're doing something to try to get into the playoffs. They're in a competitive division, and I hope they win it.
I'm a little leery of it. He had a mediocre stats with in the National League with no DH and in a hitter's park going to Sox Park. I'm nervous about it, but at least they're trying.
Yep.
Now I want to maybe pick up Jay Bruce. Have a great week, everybody.